Good and loving God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to meet together as the Borough Assembly with its public. We ask you to bless this meeting, guide and direct the hearts of our leaders, that they might continue to seek out what is best for all in this borough. We ask this blessing in the name of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We have no community presentation this evening, so we will move on to item two, roll call.
Assembly members Yonts?
Here.
McCloskey?
Here.
McConaughey?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
Stokes?
Present.
Privet? And Mayor Maxson?
Here. Item three, amendments to the agenda. Do we have any amendments to the agenda this evening? Okay, hearing none. Item four, conflicts of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest to declare? Hearing none. Item five, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk. Items 6A, 7A, 7B, and 13D.
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call vote please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Yonts?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Okay, it brings us down to item eight, Borough Manager's Report. The Borough Manager is in Craig at the Southeast Conference this week, and you have a written report. Any questions or comments about that report? We can direct those to Jeff, who's the acting borough.
Really pretty pictures. Who took them?
Not me. Probably Amber.
Probably Amber. Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of projects are winding up that are included in the Borough Manager's Report. Front Street, the Marine Center, the Edlin Utilities going to the medical centers, City Dock, just a bunch of things wrapping up, and we're under design on some other things for next year. So a lot of things happening.
It's been a busy year.
I have something to say, and I talked to Kim about this. The double printing on this thing is nuts. We have two reports in here exactly the same in our agenda package. That's a lot of printing, I think. There should be some other way to do this. I mean, because we have D. Hiddle's report in here, and we have D. Hiddle's report under the actual item. I mean, I don't know what we can do to, you know, to me it's just a waste of ink, paper. I don't know. There's something we can do to help fix this or do something.
Different.
Bring it up. We can know.
Do we usually double print reports? Or I don't know if we do.
Well, I think what happens is on the if it's an action item, it has to be in the agenda.
Yep.
But in the manager's report, Tim does a lot of reporting on items and reports and such. And so I think he puts it into his report and then he references it. Mm-hmm. Within his actual report, and I do use a lot of paper printing, and I double-sided the manager's report because it was so thick, but I still used a good one or two reams of paper printing it. One thing Pam and I did discuss, and I thought it may be a good idea maybe to start, is possibly printing one manager's report for the lobby. And then putting a note, you know, if you would, at lobby copy, just like I do for the clerk's office copy of the whole agenda, that if you'd like a full copy of the manager's report, you know, to request it from the borough clerk. And it's also online. And
we've discussed, maybe even somebody just posting it up there, if they want to look at it, they can't do it. I mean, I didn't print it. I looked at it online and I thought, I'm not printing as much. It was a gob of paper. And then, if we could have some way where she can, she has somebody that's not computer savvy, come in, show them how to print it off, so that, to me, it was like, wow, that's a lot of paper.
You got it.
Maybe you and Tim could just conference and figure out how to better coordinate and maybe suggestions on how to reduce the printing.
Well, because now that it's online, it's on wrangle.com, and you can, everything's linked and it's so easy and accessible that unless you really want a paper copy, I think it's maybe unnecessary. So I'll check with them about it.
Okay. Any other comments?
Privet might disagree with you about easy and accepted.
Well, he's one that would get a paper copy. But, I mean, he would have received two this time, so what Pam was saying.
Yeah, but thanks. I just thought we'd just need to bring that up because it was just, we had discussed it and I thought, wow.
Any other comments, questions for the staff? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 9, Borough Clerk's file.
So this Friday at 5:00 is the last day to file letters of intent for writing candidacy for the upcoming October 2nd regular election, which is next Tuesday. And it's also the last day to file letters of interest for city boards and committee vacancies. Then of course we have the regular borough election at the Nolan Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. The Parks and Recreation will hold a meeting at 7 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers on October 3rd. The Canvas Board will meet at 1:00 here in the Assembly Chambers on October 4th. And then, then we have the Special Assembly Meeting, which is an item on the agenda. If it's approved, then it will be on Monday, October the 8th at 5:30, and that is to certify the election results. The Code Review Committee will meet at 5 p.m. on October 10th. And then in my report, I just have just some information regarding the election, the candidates that are available, whatnot. And then also the city boards and committee vacancies. We do have quite a few that are still open. If you're interested, let me know, and I can let you know, or if you're interested. So, and that's it.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the borough clerk? Thank you, Kim. Item 10, Mayor and Assembly Reports and Appointments. Reports by Assembly Members. Any Assembly Members have reports?
Well, I attended the Wrangell Medical Center last board meeting. And I thought it went real well. I thought the board was doing a good job. They seemed to all want to work together and they really got down to business. They didn't have a whole lot there because they're right now they're in the interim between the administrator, and that is in works, of course, looking at that. But there wasn't anything real controversial or anything that caused any problems that I could see. It seemed like the only thing I would recommend to them, and I mentioned it to some of them, is they did take a recess to review, take a tour of the hospital, which I thought was really rather inappropriate to leave the public sitting there. And it may have been a violation of the Open Meetings Act to do that, because they did not invite the public along. It's just something that, you know, it's a learning process for them. But I did mention it to some of them after the meeting, and I'm sure that they will not do that anymore. Or it's just not, you know, it looks bad to the public to do that.
Okay.
I've had lots of comments on downtown and how people are really liking it.
Yeah.
It's looking good. I mean, it's so nice to be able to drive from one end of town to the other, and not have to take a detour. But looks really good. They did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Any other assembly reports? Okay. I'll have a short report on the last Southeast Alaska Power Agency board meeting, but I'll do that under the item C. Okay, that brings us down to item 11, persons to be heard. Okay, we have two persons to be heard. Mr. Bill Kinect, do you want to state your name and address for the record, please?
Good Okay, my name is Bill Knecht, 2¾ miles Simovie Highway. As Dave Jack, I attended the last WMC board meeting, and I agree completely with them. It was a very well-run meeting, and I thought it was very inappropriate that the board walked off and left the public sitting, but like you said, I'm sure it's just a learning curve. One thing I did hear at that board meeting, Chairman Wilson made a comment. He said there's a great deal of mistrust between the public and the WMC board right now. And I agree with that. I mean, after what we've been through in the last couple months. I've kind of been out of touch as far as meetings and listening to the assembly meetings. But one thing that I've kind of been thinking about, and also several other people in the community, and along with what Woody says, is the board's been recalled. We all know that, and for whatever reasons. But the attorney still remains there. The attorney that the board was recalled on his watch still remains there guiding this board. I think there should be an evaluation of this attorney.
I might be able to answer that question.
Is that, are you through with your comments, Bill? Or is that a question or a suggestion?
Well, it's a question and a comment.
Okay.
Is there an answer or more questions?
I think, and correct me, Dave, if I'm wrong, but I think that the borough attorney through ordinance has the power to essentially deny or authorize legal counsel to the hospital board and administrator. And I believe, and we can follow up on this, but I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we've given direction to not basically do business with that attorney. And the reason that that attorney is in any way involved at this point is because they've been retained by an insurance company to provide some counsel in some of the pending litigation. So I think the involvement by that particular attorney is not a decision made by the assembly or the city, the borough manager or the hospital. It was a decision that was made by an outside entity that is representing, I think, the former board. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we share your same concerns, and we can confirm what I said to make sure that it's totally accurate, but I think that's I think that's where we stand, and I think everybody shares your concerns.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking that after what's happened to achieve, you know, complete trust and transparency, that this would be an opportune time to evaluate his position too. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. No, that's a good observation. Thank you. Dr. Szilard, name and address for the record, please.
Greg Szilard, 3.5 miles of Movia Highway. Coincidentally, I'm going to discuss some of the same things that that Bill has brought up. First off, I want to say that I want to commend the members of the new board, the hospital board. They stepped up. There are a lot of people that stepped up to run. A lot of people were surprised that so many people stepped up. I wasn't. I knew there's a lot of good people in this community, and I think they're going to do a good job if they get the facts. They've got a lot on their plate. They've got a lot of issues to address. My credentialing issue is, I've said all along, is one small part of it. But it's a big part. It's a big part to me and my family. It's a big part to my patients. And I think it's a big part to this community in getting all of this mess behind us. On August 29th, I asked the new board to reconsider my privileging. I gave them a letter. I gave them some documents to review. And at the last meeting, they voted to review it on October 3rd. So there was a caveat that they would have a new administrator in place. So it may or may not occur on October 3rd. But regardless, they're moving forward. There were several members that stated publicly they want to get this behind us, and of course I'm in full agreement. I've got patients waiting that needs procedures. They don't want anybody to do it but me. They don't have the money to go somewhere else to do these procedures. And they will probably be speaking at future board meetings. I do want to publicly thank the board, hospital board, for stepping forward and getting this process going. As I said, I'm confident they'll make the right decision if they get to the facts and they have good legal advice, which brings us to my main point. I don't think that will happen if they continue to use the attorneys Hillman and Rose with the Seattle law firm of Garvey, Schubert, and Barrett. Now, I heard what y'all just said about the insurance company. When I was in the Air Force, I lived for a short while in Missouri, and that's called the Show Me State. And I've always been a firm believer, show me. I've heard people say the insurance company hired them, and it sounds like that's true. But I've also heard people say that the board has no authority on what attorney the insurance company chooses. I find that hard to believe. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's in the contract. Have any of y'all seen the hospital contract? The insurance policy. Does the insurance policy say that the insurance company can unilaterally choose an attorney? If it says that, well then it's a poorly written policy and we're stuck with it. Also, does it say that the hospital board can't choose their own attorney? I'm perfectly happy with the city attorney giving good legal advice. Part of the reason that you, the assembly members here, passed an ordinance, I guess, was it a year ago now, limiting attorneys, preventing the hospital and other entities under the city from hiring their own attorneys. Y'all passed an ordinance that prevented them from just arbitrarily using attorneys. And the main reason, as I understand it, is because the hospital attorney was continually bickering with the city attorney, completely at odds. This is the same attorney that the new board is going to use to advise them on my credentialing. I understand that the city, through Tim Rooney, has given them the authority to use Hillman, at least in the past. I'm glad to know that sounds like y'all have withdrawn that authority. Is that true, or can you answer that? That's what it sounded like from the previous comments. But that group is still on board. I just ask that you look at the insurance policy. I ask the board members, if you are out there listening, go to the hospital tomorrow, look at the insurance company policy. Does it actually prevent you from getting another attorney? Does it make you use that attorney? Is the insurance company even aware of everything that's going on? I've got a lot of trouble following the logic in allowing Garvey, Schubert, and Barrow, the attorneys Hillman and Rose, to advise the new board. That group advised the medical board when the administrator suspended my privileges initially in April of 2011 when all this started, a decision which was overturned by the medical staff, as you all know. They even hired an investigator, another attorney, to investigate my contentious divorce in another state from 5 years ago. Seems like in order to get around the hospitals being prevented from hiring their own attorney. So the old recall board hired this attorney's firm to hire another attorney's firm to investigate my divorce. It seems to me that firm has a clear self-interest in seeing that the current board denied my privilege. Anyone should be able to see that. It would support all of their earlier decisions that attorneys Hillman and Rose gave, or all their previous advice that they gave to to pull my privileges. And so now we have the same attorneys. Attorneys that, by the way, are named are, they're referred to in the defendant's answer to the city's lawsuit. This is the recall board members. One of their defenses is, and I quote, on page 24, paragraph 7, the complaint fails in whole or in part because the acts and or omissions of answering defendants were conducted pursuant to advice of counsel. That's their defense. That's one of their defenses. Their defense is that their attorney gave them advice. That's their defense against the city lawsuit. I don't follow why that attorney group is still in place.
So you want us to check on the status of this attorney?
Absolutely. Look, yeah, okay. don't just tell me, have you looked at the insurance policy?
Personally, I don't think we've been handed the insurance policy.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
But I can tell you that we are well aware, at least some of the assembly members, including myself, are well aware of the frustration and the difficulty of working with that particular law firm. And we will check on the status of his engagement with issues at the hospital. I won't restate what I said before, but we will look into it and get back with you on it. I mean, it's
oh,
because I can't
tell
you.
That's all I ask.
Any of us can tell you right now with 100% certainty, because there's a couple different dimensions to this, and there's some actors who may or may not have the ability to retain their own counsel, like I said, but we will look at the insurance policy.
That's all I ask. I said Missouri's a show me state, and that's something that I have show me.
We will show you.
Show me in black and white, and I'll stop making a fuss. I do want to stress, I think the new board is, they will do a good job if they're allowed to get good advice and allowed to get the facts. I think if they're forced to follow the advice, or if they place much credence on this law firm's advice, they're wasting everybody's time. I mean, surely you can see they're wasting everybody's time. Why go through the motions? So at the very least, if they're required to hear it, at least let them hear from the city attorney too. Nothing prevents them from doing that. I would hope not. But I do have confidence in the new board. I have asked them in my letter to hold it in an open forum. They could have it, they could have it right here, broadcast it over the radio. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. I'd like to see people come forward in the open. I want everyone in the city to know I've done nothing wrong. Okay, I need my privileges back. And I think the new board is a proper venue. You know, we have the appeal pending in the courts, but I would rather just see the board that represents the people make the decision based on good advice. So I apologize for bringing it up here instead of at a hospital board meeting. I won't be around on the 3rd, unfortunately. But I thought it was important that you and the citizens of Wrangell will be able to understand. I've had a lot of people ask me about the hospital attorney, and I can't get anyone to show me why they have to continue to use them. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to item 12, unfinished business. We have no unfinished business, so we're going to move on to item 13, new business. 13A, request to hold a special assembly meeting on Monday, October 8th, 2012 at 5:30 p.m. to certify election results from regular election to be held on October 2nd, 2012.
Move to approve the special assembly meeting to be held Monday, October the 8th, 2012 at 5:30 p.m. to certify the election results of the regular election held October the 2nd, 2012.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Yonks?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxey.
Yes. Item 13B, a request for funding for the Lynch Street paving project.
Move to approve funding for Lynch Street paving project in the amount of $45,000, with funding to come from the general fund reserves.
Second it.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion or comments by the staff?
You're going to start on that right away?
I think they've started forming a curb up there that needed to, there was a big crunch in it, so we had to correct that. And then I think if weather permitting, well, and they get concrete back in town.
Did they get the concrete yet?
I don't get it yet.
This afternoon.
It came in?
Okay. So yeah, they'll start forming it up and doing it as soon as they can. So.
Cool. That will be very nice.
Very, very nice.
Next 10 days is supposed to be ready.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Yonts?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 13C, discussion and possible action to schedule a workshop session to review the operation and maintenance organizational review report produced by D. Hiddle and Associates and commissioned by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency.
Move to schedule a workshop and review the operation and maintenance organizational review report produced by D. Hiddle and Associates and commissioned by SEPA.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, just a little background here. Several months ago now, I think it was, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency SEPA board commissioned this report, and the purpose was to evaluate if there could be cost savings and efficiencies in terms of management through the consolidation of contracts for operating the Swan and Tyee hydroelectric projects. Historically, those two projects have been managed through separate contracts. Thomas Bay Power Authority managed between Petersburg and Wrangell, as you know, managed the Tyee project very successfully for the last, I don't know how many decades. The Swan project was managed by Ketchikan Public Utilities, KPU. With the completion of the Swan Tyee intertie, there's a lot more, I think, coordination that goes on to share water, share power, maximize revenue, and provide low-cost power to the ratepayers in all three communities. That was several years ago, and since that time, I think there have been a couple of, I guess, maybe inefficiency or difficulties in cooperatively managing those two projects. The D. Hiddle and Associates produced this report that discusses a number of kind of aspects of this issue. The report is not perfect. There's some information in there that the SEPA board has asked to be clarified and kind of tracked down. At the board meeting in Petersburg last week, it was decided by, it was a very good discussion between Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, and the board, I thought, was pretty thoughtful in the questions they asked. And everyone decided that it was in the best interest of all three communities to take this report back to each respective community and to brief the assemblies and city councils to make sure that you all know kind of what this report says, to hear what pieces of information may or may not be missing, to hear from Thomas Bay Power Authority and Ketchikan Public Utilities over in Ketchikan, and to make sure, you know, that this isn't a unilateral decision made by one or two board members, but that it's actually something that there's a broader level of consensus amongst the communities to do. There could be implications for jobs in Wrangell. The report talks about reducing staffing levels at the plants. I don't necessarily think from, and I'm not an engineer, but my experience being on the board for 3+ years now is that it would be premature to talk about staffing level reductions just as a result of this particular report. And I think that would be a decision that I personally would feel more comfortable coming from the staff to the board after some thoughtful deliberation about what it takes to actually manage those projects safely for the plant itself and for the operators down there. I would also say that the SEPA board postponed any decision on this report Also until we take a look at kind of a middle ground, I would say. So instead of actually canceling the contracts with KPU and Thomas Bay Power Authority, the board also wants to look at, are there ways to work around the labor contracts? There's two different labor union contracts. There's a contract for the KPU employees and the contract for the operators from Thomas Bay Power Authority. And that those separate contracts makes it real difficult to share employees, to do cross-training, to shift employees around, to get efficiencies out of your staffing, is my understanding. The other thing that we want to do is look at how to improve what I'll call the chain of command. You've got operators who are employees of Thomas Bay Power Authority, but you also have SEPA staff who are doing some higher level kind of, you know, operation or control at the plant, is the best way I can put it, I guess, that requires them to do some direction of Thomas Bay Power Authority staff. And so that chain of command isn't very clear, and it causes some friction and inefficiencies. So so at this point, where it stands is, we all decided that it would be a good idea to take this back to the communities. You have a copy of the report, and to schedule a workshop at which time you all, actually the new assembly, I won't be on the assembly, so I'll still be on the SEPA board, but I won't be on the assembly, but the new assembly can have an opportunity to be brought up to speed on this issue, on this report, to hear from Thomas Bay Power Authority staff and to hear from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency CEO, who would be available to fly down here to participate in that workshop. And then you would have an opportunity to ask questions, to get some familiarity with what's being proposed and why, to ask your own questions, to hear from Thomas Bay, to hear from SEPA staff, and then either take some kind of action or not take any action. Ultimately, I don't want to, if we do make some kind of decision, I would feel more comfortable if there was some support from the assembly in doing that. Although, as a SEPA board member, I think it's also important to, you know, clarify that having been, you know, not elected, but appointed to that board, as a SEPA board member, you are there to make decisions that are in the best interest of SEPA and all of the ratepayers. So it's kind of an interesting position to be in. And my personal feeling is that what's in the best interest of all the ratepayers is ultimately in the best interest of Wrangell, and providing cheap, affordable power that is what industry needs and survives on. So my suggestion, that's kind of a long-winded thing, and I'm going to wrap it up here, but my suggestion is that Kim work with the new assembly as soon as they're seated and try and schedule with Thomas Bay Power Authority and the SEPA CEO a time that works for everyone to get together and to have this workshop.
Can we get another person in there also, if possible? One of the people from the plant? I mean, they would have a lot more information on how, what that plant can run on, how it can run, with how many people.
That would be a Paul Southland question. He's here this evening.
I know that our foreman would love to come and discuss with you those issues.
Okay.
So given a little bit of warning, he's on a 10 on, 4 off schedule, we can...
So I'll coordinate with you, and then...
Absolutely. And if I might, Mr. Mayor, I've been contacted by some in Petersburg. And
you need to come to the meeting.
Yeah. State your name and address, Paul.
Didn't mean to do that. Paul Southland, 114 3rd Street. I've been contacted by a couple of counselors in Petersburg, and they're suggesting, it's just in the talking stages, but that they might like to have a joint workshop with this council on this issue.
See, that's the one thing that I'm kind of wondering is the makeup of this workshop. We, as two communities, make up Thomas Bay Power Authority. So whether we have, I don't say we're going to get everybody over here, and if we could, well, fine and dandy, but at least have representation from the council over in Petersburg, from some representation of the Thomas Bay members from Petersburg, and the You know, I even thought about having somebody in from Ketchikan too, but I don't know whether that would be of any value or not for sure. But
I would think a representative from KPU would be appropriate.
Mr. Mayor, if I might, Andy Donato, the operations manager from KPU, has suggested that he would be available to discuss this issue.
Yeah. And like maybe someone like John Jensen from Petersburg, he's on the council, and he's also on the Thomas Bay Power Board, and
absolutely,
he's also on the Southeast Alaska Power Agency Board, which has its own challenges.
Right.
In all of this.
Well,
so,
said, we need to have enough people here to make an actual workshop, because if it's something we're going to discuss as the possibilities,
it's nice to have
everybody in all
of it. Nice to have input from all of the different facets.
Yeah. And the next SEPA board meeting is December 13th. So preferably November would be, I think, the right time if possible.
What's wrong with November?
To do it. Or early December.
October.
Just to give enough lead time. So anyway, are there any questions on any of that? That was kind of a lot, but it's an important issue. Yeah.
I've got several, actually, but I think that would be more appropriate for the workshop.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Administration.
Same way. I got
tons of questions on it.
I got lots of questions, but I'm better off to get them answered by the people who actually know.
Yep.
That is pretty smart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
I won't be here until November.
Well, we'll let Kim coordinate schedules with the new assembly and no one else. Okay. All right, let's pull vote.
Okay. Assembly members Yonts?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxey?
Yes. Brings us to item 14. Attorney's file. You have an attorney's file attached for your review.
You're missing one. Yeah. 13D.
That was a pretty good question.
That's under.
Oh, it's under the star in there.
Yeah. Item 15, executive session. We have no executive session. That brings us to item 16, adjournment, and we'll adjourn at 7:37.
Hey! We got her.
Mr. Jack, I am surprised I didn't allow this to go on.